Welcome to Interviews with Kimmy Rose and Donna Visaki, a lively and provocative conversation with some of the most dynamic change makers of our time. Be inspired by today's top metaphysical experts, authors, and speakers in the mind, body, and spirit arena. Get ready to ignite your beautiful spark and release the power within. Call Kimmy and Donna now at 888-627-6008.
Hello, welcome to Interviews. I'm Kimmy Rose and Donna Visaki. Boy, I can't believe it's September, and September is International Peace Month, and International Peace Day is on the 21st, so it's a great month to take that time to just show gratitude and appreciation for where you are and what you have in your life. And we picked this day. We waited till September for a reason, didn't we, Donna?
We did. Yeah, because it is a beautiful time. It's a very special month.
It is. It really is. There's a lot going on. I know here in Michigan, I'm very busy. I've got workshops, mentoring classes going on all month, and having just people from all different walks of life that are going to be sharing their wisdom. So it's going to be really a neat month. And I know how are you doing with your home, the home that you're building? How far did you get? And I'm anxious to hear about that.
Well, we're doing really well with our house, and it's coming together. It should be done by next month sometime. We got all of the fundraising dollars that we needed and a lot of the in-kind that we needed, and so we're in the process of just getting it built now, and it's exciting. I'm really looking forward to it.
You know, it's really neat. It's actually a lady who she's become a good friend, and she's also a client, and she comes into the store, and she actually had a Habitat for Humanity home built for her, and she said that it was, you know, life was really difficult. It wasn't easy. One of her children, and this wasn't really the reason, it was because she was a single mom, under income, going to school, you know, but a person that really worked hard in life, you know, to make things happen. And one of her children that she had handicapped. And it was really nice because she had moved into the house, and then she got pregnant. And then she found out she was pregnant, and her child was born and was unable to walk. And they went in, and they actually fixed and put a ramp in on top of that, which I think is just wonderful. So.
Yeah, it is nice. And I think, you know, some people have a misconception about what Habitat is in that. And the people who qualify for these homes, they are everyday people just like us, but they might be your hairdresser or the guy who works at the gas station or the fast food restaurant. And they just can't quite, they don't make the kind of income, and they can't quite qualify for a traditional housing loan because, you know, everybody knows housing has gotten so very, very expensive in that. And they're trapped in this cycle of renting and everything can never get past that. And that's what Habitat does. It gives them the opportunity to have their own home. And and they have to work for it. I mean, they put in 250 hours or more, either building their house or building one of the other Habitat homeowners' homes, and volunteering in many ways in that. And they it's not a free house by any means, but they get an interest-free loan. And so it just gives them an opportunity to get into their own home and have their own home, not just a house to live in, but a home.
You know, I think, Dan, it's wonderful that you're doing this, and really, you know, I'll tell you, I built the other house I lived in, the one that I lived right before I, you know, was here, and then also I built the sanctuary. I've done a lot up there, and I'll tell you what, I had a lot of fun. I think it's a lot of fun, and it's a lot of learning, so you don't have to be, like, an expert in the area of, you know, build, like people think, well, I'm not a carpenter, I can't do it. You actually have people there that are helping you, and you learn a lot. So I think it's a good way to look at it is too. It's like you're in training too. And for me, to learn is like one of the biggest things in the world that makes me happy. I would be absolutely bored if I wasn't learning.
Yes, it is fun because you don't, like you said, you don't have to be an expert to work on a house, and they show you what to do, and they're very patient with, you know, people like me who don't know how to run a lot of power tools or pound nails and everything, and they're very, very patient and show you exactly what needs to be done, and it is a great opportunity to learn some new skills and to come together. It's all about community, and it's all about working together. And one of the things I like about Habitat is that it is people in the community coming together to make something happen instead of waiting for somebody else to do it, for the government to do it, for whoever. You know, that's what I like. It's like an old-fashioned barn raising.
You know, it would be wonderful one of these days to do an interview with the people that actually run the organization and did you know anything about, you know, how it started or the history of it?
I really don't know a lot of the history. I know Jimmy Carter was very involved in it, you know, former President Jimmy Carter built a lot of houses with Habitat, but I'm not sure exactly who started it, but it was a great idea. So, and again, community.
Yeah. I wonder how many, and here's me just doing the wondering, and you know, and people also are welcome to call in or send us a message. You can in message us, but I'm wondering how many houses have been built since they started, and just out of curiosity, and it's just like, it's amazing to me that this program, because I know that she's been in her house about, 14 years. I wonder, you know, how, I mean, it's amazing this program has lasted as long
right.
as it has. It just tells me and shows me that when people say, oh, you know, there's no community anymore and people don't care about each other, It shows us both that's not the truth.
Well, and this is what I would say to
them. Community is everything.
You know, this is what I would say to people who say there is no community and people don't care about each other, is then get out there and start something. Because there are so many opportunities to get involved. Find something to get involved in, whether you volunteer at the food bank or the homeless shelter or, you know, any number of organizations are looking for help, or start something yourself. If you see something that needs to be done, if there's a block in your neighborhood that looks like crap and that, well, see if you can gather enough people together and fix it up and build a playground or something. You know, there's always ways to do things. And I hate people who just, I don't hate people. I shouldn't say it that way. I'm frustrated I'm frustrated with people who sit around and complain about everything, but they don't get out and do anything to change things. And I think we all have that opportunity to get off our butts and make change happen in the world.
You know, and, you know, Donna, I say that because it's true, and I hear from so many people, well, this isn't happening, that isn't happening, but they're sitting there just waiting, you know, and it's kind of like that story, you know, about miracles and faith, you know, that story where you've got your hand, that the guy's, you know, drowning, and there's this flood, and a boat comes, and he says, no, I have faith, God will save me, and another boat comes, and he says, No, I have faith. God will save me. And then, you know, the third boat comes, and it's getting really bad, you know, and the guy in the boat saying, you know, you really should just hop on this boat and now we'll take you to safety. And he says, no, I have faith. God will save me. Then he dies, and when he meets God, he said, God, I showed the most faith. Why didn't you save me? And God said, I sent you three boats. You know, it's the truth. I hear this all the time from people that are like, well, I'm going to burn this, or I'm going to do this, and then things are going to happen. Or they'll come in and they'll say, you know, you're going to make this happen for me. Or, you know, it's just all these different things. I laugh because I go, wait a minute. It's about co-creating. It takes you know, it takes a community. It's like the Amish. I love, you know, how they do things. When the Amish buy land, they buy that land as a community, and they work that land. And it's funny because I talked to a friend in Wisconsin who's like, oh, the Amish are coming to, you know, to build on our land. And I'm like, well, is that a bad thing? And they're like, well, no, it's just that this land has been farmland for a long time, and, you know, it's going to change. And I went, oh, wow, that's interesting, because she's seeing it different than I was seeing it, because I would think that it would be more natural. But I'm intrigued with the Amish, you know, and different people, and you, you know, everything about Bellaspark. You know, every your daughter, I can see your daughter just saying, yes, this is what we're supposed to do. This is, Mom, this is what I would want you to do. And you just do it. I mean, that you couldn't be in a better place. And I'm sitting in the, you know, back, the very back of the sanctuary. And as I sit there, and I can just see this light, and I'll have to post it on Facebook, because I have a camera, and I just took a picture, and this big light showed up, and it's kind of interesting. Kind of looks like a face. And wow. So as you were talking, I was feeling your daughter, and I'm thinking, okay, that would be Christy. As right now, this is going to be our last show for a while, and we have intended that we're going to come back on the air, and we will, because what we know, what we're doing, does make a difference. And we take time out every week, you know, and it's not because we're getting paid for it. We do it because we have a wonderful, beautiful message to share, and nothing will stop us or keep us from sharing that message. It's just the way and don't you find yourself in that acceptance? It's just, it is the way it is, and wherever we are to be, we will be. That's just the way it's going to happen.
That's exactly it, and our only job is to try and stay open to the kind of the nudgings we're getting from our intuition, from our higher self, from our guides, whatever you want to call it, and kind of follow the steps that are laid out for us, and we'll find our path.
I agree. I don't have. It's funny because. We were talking about that. We were talking about our cat. We were talking about where we're at and what we're doing. And we both love this show, just dearly both love this show. And it's just like there's not a worry. Wherever we're supposed to be, we'll be. And today, that's why choosing this month is International Peace Month. And don't forget the 21st marks International Peace Day. So we will have to do something collectively. Maybe we could do something on the internet. I mean, whatever is chosen. I know, Donna, you and I have been on a beautiful journey together. And I can remember the first time I met you, it was in this old house. But it was a beautiful house. I think it was one of your friend's houses.
Uh-huh.
And you just had this big smile. And I just thought, wow, she just is, it's just like you just, it's like, you've been through so much because I had heard about your, you know, I remember hearing about your, you know, your daughter. And I also remember that moment when you were smiling, it was like, see, she just doesn't give up. She keeps going and she isn't going to wear herself out and she's not going to worry and she's just going to trust. And I have to say, being able to work with someone who does not freak out like that is a beautiful thing. Because normally it's like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And I'm like, you and I both are like, it's going to come. And we both have had, you know, we've been off the air for a few weeks, and both of us have been probably, I know I have been manifesting like crazy and busy, and you've been busy, and it's just like, it's okay. Everything is as it's supposed to be. So,
That's the hardest thing for us to learn, is that everything is as it's supposed to be, and to, you know, just kind of trust. Trust is the big word, and to follow the directions that we do get, and allow it to unfold normally. And sometimes, you know, things aren't exactly as happy, or we're challenged with things that we wish we hadn't been. Something we probably on our conscious level wouldn't choose to have happen, and that, but it's all perfect as it unfolds. It's fascinating.
It really is.
Yeah.
It is. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I wanted to read, I get messages from Abraham Hicks, you know, in my email every day. And I got this one today that I just had to laugh at, and I wanted to share it with our listeners. It says, "The reason the grandchildren will benefit by the launched rockets that you set forth is because they're born with no resistance to the rockets of desires that you've launched forth. You've seen those little ones on computers. They have no problem with that. They were born with computers in their life. They're born cable ready. They're already up to speed with what you've launched into the vibrational future." And that's what we've been doing. I'm ad-libbing here now. That's what we've been doing. We have been planting the seeds and launching this new energy and everything. And now these new children coming in, they are the benefits of that. It goes on to say, "They're already up to speed with what you've launched into the vibrational future. And that's one of the reasons that it's nice when the old ones croak and the new ones come in, because it sort of dilutes the resistance factor that's going on this planet." And I just had to laugh. You know, it says, "When the old ones croak and the new ones come in." And I think part of our job here is to be open and not be so resistant to the shifts and the changes that are happening. And I see it in myself when he's talking about computers here and that. And God, I resist this stuff. All this new technology and the Facebook and Twitter and blah, 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 and everything. And I resist it. And I need to be more open, I guess.
Well, you know, I have another way of saying it. It's like this. My daughter, she is amazing. Asha is only 11. And I just say, "Honey, can you please put these appointments on mommy's phone?" And then she does, and she does it, and oh my gosh, she probably knocks off, if it was a 5-minute job, it takes her 20 seconds, you know, 20 seconds as opposed to me doing it being 5 minutes. And so I am very accepting of that, and I'm okay, but I also know that we also need to balance the energy, really balance the energy of how much we are on these things, because I am very I have a hard time, and I will say, I tell people, if you want to get a hold of me, text me, because I'm not going to. It's this feeling of feeling disconnected. You know, when I'm on the computer too much, it just, I start feeling like I have lost all this time that I could be in that same space of being with nature, you know, being with all that's natural. And so I'm okay to be an old one until I croak and stay, you know, with nature, because I don't want to get caught up in the, all the junk of, you know, the internet, because it's just too much for me. It's just too much. It's so beautiful. I mean, the winter is coming, and I've set an intention that I'm going to enjoy the winter, because I usually complain. I can't stand this weather, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know what? I am really going to have gratitude for the snow this year. I am. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to allow myself to be part of it, and I'm going to do what I always do in the first snowfall. I'm going to stick my tongue out and catch a snowflake and be present. And I really feel like when we stop our belly aching, as they call it, belly aching, I think what happens, that's what my kids call it, I think what happens is we start to shift. And when we start to shift everything in our world, it's like it turns around. You know what I mean? It completely turns around. And I think that this whole process between you and I has been beautiful, because people have asked me, they're saying, "You guys aren't on the radio. We listen to you every week." And I'm like, "We will be. We will be. It'll be. But it's going to have to happen without us forcing it. It'll happen because what we have to offer is divine. And it'll happen exactly the way it's intended. And so you've been busy building a house. I've been busy building classes and, you know, just doing a lot of channeling. And I had a message, and I've got it almost typed up, but I actually, Jesus came to me and gave me a very long message about faith. And I think we should probably take a quick break, and when we come back, maybe I could share a little bit about that message, because it's really important. That sounds good. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have more with interviews with Donna Vasaki and Kimmy Rose. We'll be right back.
Bye.
Are you looking to live a more expanded and balanced life? Do you hunger for information about the mind-body-spirit connection? Hi, this is Donna, here to share how you can ignite your passion for expanded living with Bella Spark magazine. Bella Spark brings you informative articles on spiritual evolution, alternative healing, sustainable living, diet, nutrition, life after death, and cutting-edge developments on topics such as the quantum field and more. With each issue, Bella Spark magazine shares in-depth feature interviews with the most prominent voices in the spirit, mind, body arenas. Popular food bloggers bring you new and delicious recipes, and each issue provides the information, insight, and inspiration you need to reveal and nurture your own unique, beautiful spark. Subscribe today and get your first issue free, only $15 per year. Ignite your spark and live your life on purpose. Sign up today at BellaSparkMagazine.com.
Kids are going through challenges more and more these days, and Bedford Public Schools and the community has joined together to celebrate Bedford on Friday, June 27th, kicking off the evening with fireworks, and Saturday, June 28th with a parade, a color run, and Matthew Caracas from the band Citizen, Sam D'Armand, Chris Caracas, and others during the day to pay respect to the many kids who've passed away from Bedford Schools. And in the evening, there will be a concert, a tribute to the Eagles. Tickets are $7 to raise money for a Tree of Life to be placed in the courtyard at Bedford High School. Purchase tickets at Light the Way by calling 734-854-1514. Celebrate Bedford. Celebrate life. Are you interested in weekly guidance, classes, family retreats, and a support system that helps your family through the ups and downs of life? Go to KimmyRose.com and sign up for her weekly newsletter. Read articles that will lend support to your family, and check out the weekly forecasts for you. Take a look at the week ahead. Kimmy Rose is the minister of Sanctuary of Light and dedicates her time to working with families with gatherings, a community garden, and space where you can spend quiet time.
Hi, this is Kimmy. If you want to get a hold of me for a reading, a crystalline consciousness session, or Reiki, or you're interested in classes, come and visit me at Light the Way. You can go to LITETheWay.com, or you can call 734-854-1514. That's Light the Way, LITETheWay.com.
And welcome back to Interviews. I'm Donna Vasaki here with Kimmy Rose. This is sort of a final show for us for a little while because we are in transition here, but we thank you for listening. And it's nice to be back with you, and we hope to be back with you on a regular basis very soon. As soon as we kind of figure out where we're supposed to land, I think Kimmy and I are in the same place as a lot of you are. You're feeling this urge, this shift is going on, that you're kind of in transition, but you're not quite sure what it looks like. And I talked to a woman today when I was out jogging, and she called me on the phone, and she said, I'm trying to pull this information, something. I know it's right there, right in front of me, and pull it out of the ethers and bring it in, but I don't quite know what it is yet, and I can't really see it or understand it. And I think that's the position or place that a lot of us are in. And so we just have to kind of be patient and recognize the signs and act on the messages that we're getting when they do show up, and be patient and trust that the right things will be there for us soon. Is that right,
Kimmy? You know, that's exactly the message I got. It came through when I was doing some work for a woman who is just, she's just a light. She is a light, but I can feel her when she gets down. When she, like, it's like, I'll take care of everybody. And then she goes into a dark space, if that makes sense. And I'm like, wait a minute. This isn't making any sense. Why are you doing this to yourself? And the message I got was very clear. It was, stop worrying. Don't you know that faith is something that doesn't have words? Faith is just trusting that everything that is. And the most faith that you have, and the more faith that you have, the more clarity you will receive. And the more clarity you wish to receive in your life, the more your mind will quiet down. The more your mind quiets down, the more you will hear my peace. As I said to you, it is this peace I give to you. Receive it. Receive it, and you will feel the sweet surrender of embracing all that you have. For there is nothing void in your life. For every moment, every breath that you take is sacred. I will guide you. I will never let you down. You can see my footprints if you really pay attention. Be present. Stop worrying. If you want to start something, do it. If you don't have the money to do it, why worry about money? Money does not belong to the spirit. It belongs to the humanness. And I say unto you, what belongs to Caesar, gives to Caesar. What belongs to God shall be manifested. And with great integrity and strength, I will show you the way. But just sweetly surrender. Surrender with your breath. Listen to my words. Listen to my words as they come through your breath. For I said to you many years ago, and we are one. The Father is in me, and I am in you, which means God is not a separate entity. God is who you are. So what makes you think that you cannot be the creator of everything? What makes you think that you don't deserve? What makes you think that when you worry about money, that money won't show up? I will share this with you right now. It is you adjusting yourself and settling yourself in the physical realm, just as I did. For in my last days, in my very last days, it was very, very, very clear. As I said, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? I heard my breath as it released itself into the oneness, into the vast consciousness of peace. I realized that I could never be forsaken, for life is a journey, and the journey is about trusting life and the journey is a beautiful one. So stop worrying. As I've said before, there is no need to crucify yourself. Unless you choose to. You see, my lesson was that I didn't need to crucify myself. And my message to you is, please let go of the guilt. Do not follow that way of crucifixion. Do not see the blood in my hand. Do not see any pain in my heart. For I baptize you with fire, air, water, earth. For you are part of all that is. And that is faith. And when you embody it, all you have to do is let it come in. And exactly what you want, it's there. And then I got a message about, how do I do this? You know, that sounds really good. And when I channeled this, it's, I know my voice shifts, but I wrote this down and it just comes through. And it was like, how do I do this? I have all these responsibilities and I have bills to pay. And, you know, if I do this, then, you know, how am I going to pay for this? And I understand you have to honor people and, you know, honor their time and what they do. And it was like, go build a fairy garden. That's what I was told to do. Build a fairy garden. So I went and I got this pot, and my granddaughter's living here with me, and it's awesome. She is so much like me. She goes off on her own and plays and talks to herself. And I mean, like I was like that one as a child. I didn't have to have anything. I was like the most inexpensive child you could have because I didn't need all that stuff, you know? And it was funny because I got this garden and a plant, and then she was so excited. My other little granddaughter, so I have one that's in kindergarten, the other one is 2.5. She says, Nini, can I play too? And I said, sure, Jossie. She goes, I have my own. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to find a pot for her. And well, I found this beautiful pot. Talk about excess. You know, in the excess of stuff, I call it crap. But it really was a blessing that I had it. And we went, okay, where are we going to get the dirt? Because we're going to make this, the fairy garden's magical and magical things show up. So we need to make it that way without spending all kinds of money, right? Which you could go out and they have a lot of neat fairy garden things, but I don't think fairies really want us to spend a lot of money. They want us to manifest things. So we found the dirt, and it was in this pot that had a crack in it that was going to be emptied. And so we started digging, and we put these little, we put it all in there, and then I found a little house that was, it's like a Christmas house, but it just had snow on it. We put it in there, and we said, okay, our fairy will come. And Mia said, my fairy is going to show up, and you can't see them, but you can in your mind, but somehow her body will show up like a statue. And of course, my mind thought, oh my gosh, she's going to be disappointed. How is this going to happen? Well, guess what? Somebody must have heard that. We got up the next morning, and there was a little fairy in the pot on our back porch, and there was a little barrel. And there was a ladybug in there. Mm. And she goes, see, I told you. And I went, wow. Here I thought I was just going to go and do something childlike and be childlike. And here's my granddaughter teaching me about beautiful things. So I thought I am going to start to do a class on making these little fairy gardens. Because I used to always poo-poo. Fairies. I did. I used to go, I poo-pooed them, I should say. I was like, oh, that's so stupid, and why do people believe in those things, and blah, blah, blah. And now, it's like, well, I believe in them. And my daughter went to the ARE camp, and she's 11. She said, Mom, I saw the fairies. They're these little sparks of light. And I went, Asha, you did? And I didn't want to discourage her, because, you know, you shouldn't discourage your children. And she's like, Mom, they're real. And I do believe that it, because I don't know who put that in there. I have no idea. It just showed up. So, and I do believe that fairies exist because you should see this. And I put it on the internet. I'll have to show you. The one I did actually had a little house. And then the other one, all the stuff started just showing up. And it was really neat. So we gave that one to my mom because my mother has been my greatest great. She, when I was little and I would tell her there was a spirit talking to me, my mom would set the table for that.
Oh, nice.
You know, and so my mom's a real big supporter of that. And I thought, if anybody needs to have this and be, I need to give gratitude to, it's my mother.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the faith story. And
Kimmy, that was a beautiful story, and the channeling, oh my God, that, what an amazing message. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. It was beautiful. And do you have that written anywhere where people can read it, or do you have you recorded it?
I have it written, and we also have it recorded now. And it's funny because as I wrote this, I wrote it in... And I wonder about Esther and Jerry Hicks when they did their channeling, you know, and I know one is on the other side and still helping. I got that message. But it's like I wrote it, but I wrote it in a way where it's like shorthand. I'm like, I am going to, yes, I did record it. I did record it, and it's exactly the way I said it. And so we have it here, which will be podcasted, and maybe instead of me having to edit it, the message I get is just because I was going to edit the message and, you know, if there's any little breaths I took, and I'm thinking, maybe I need to let that go and just let it be as it is, you know, and stop having to make everything be so perfect because things are they're already perfect.
Right. I notice when I get messages too, you know, the messages come in so fast that, and they're more thoughts than anything else. So you're telepathically, you know, like getting this message that it's almost sometimes difficult to put it into writing and get the grammar perfectly correct and everything because they're just thoughts that come through so quickly. So I would just
and they're not supposed, right? They're not supposed. I don't think they're supposed to. I do think that if you send that recording to someone, maybe somebody might write it because I know that when I do channeling, and I finally have manifested a person, and it's a male because I was told that the best type of channeling is if you have a masculine and feminine energy doing channeling. So actually, I have I asked to have a male who would just be a friend, of course, because I am married and I'm, you know, that's can be a hard thing because you know how men can get, you know, a little, you know, weird about things like that. But I asked to manifest a male who is gifted, and within a few days, I had a friend come to me and say, I'm supposed to put you into that space and you're supposed to be doing your channeling again. And so I knew that it was perfect, and so I'm really excited about that because it's hard to do it. Well, you've actually guided me in channeling before, and so you understand how it goes. You have to really kind of be right there with me in order for it to work. But I guarantee, I think probably because we're both female, females are more open to just go into that trance. So males are more likely not to. This is a message I got, that they can stay more grounded and centered. And so, and you know, maybe some people have masculine, feminine. I'm not trying to beat on anything, but I do honor the fact that I was born with, you know, certain traits and things, and I honor that. And so if I'm told that I need to have a man that will do this, then I'm going to listen. And you know what? It does work. And I come out and I feel very grounded and I don't feel drained. So it's kind of neat. And I'm excited to be back into doing that because I got away from it for a while.
So where will people find this information if they wanted to read what you just read, channeled from Jesus?
Is
it posted on your website? Or will it be?
It will be posted. It will be posted on the 21st on my website. But what I was actually told, Donna, was just now, it was just to pull down this, what I just said, and then also put it with what the other part, because the feminine energy and the masculine energy need to be present. So since I just had you here as I was reading this and I was feeling this, and then the other message was recorded with a man who was with me, then I was just told that I need to put both of them together. So I will do that. And I love to do that kind of stuff. I know you know that because you see mm-hmm. all the equipment in my basement. But what I would think, I think what I would like to do is send it, maybe it'll be on my website, or maybe I'll send it to you. And let, since you are that spark that illuminates the world and lets people know, you know, what's going on, maybe the reason, because you were the first one that had asked me, what are you going to do with this? You're the first one. I think that it would be right to go to you first. So that's what I'm going to do.
All right, send it to me. I would love to share that with all of the Bella Spark, beautiful Spark people out there that that read my information in that. So, yes, be sure to send it to me. Vibrationally, I think any time we experience something like that, whether we're channeling or bringing in information, whether we're hearing it from others, things that touch our soul or whatever that make us smile, we are shedding light on the world and shifting and transmuting some of the old energy. So we don't have to croak to do this. We can...
No,
be a
we
part
don't.
Of the
we
shift
really
and the transmutation. And that's the thing I don't think most of us realize, is that a lot of us are here to help in that shift, in that transformation of raising the vibration of the entire planet, of raising consciousness and that. And it doesn't have to be some big, huge thing. It's just every little thing day in and day out. If we raise our vibration, if we send light to the world in one way, shape, or form, again, smiling with people, laughter, loving, being in joy, we shift the energy on the planet.
You know, you're right, and I think exactly what you just said needs to be placed, put out there too, because that's the truth. That is the truth. And I can actually hear like an echoing sound, which tells me that it is the truth, because when you're doing channeling, sometimes when I'm recording it, it goes like, it starts making weird noises. So it's funny how when you were talking, I could hear another voice coming through. So it's just stepping into your path, isn't it? And just knowing everybody can do this. It's possible. Do you remember us talking about that? It was like, well, no, not everybody is a medium. And I'm like, everybody's a medium. And then I remember at your class that you held, and I know you're going to talk about the classes that you have coming up, but I went and taught a class over, you know, in your city, and remember when everybody put those papers inside the envelope and in pictures, and they talked and they wrote all the attributes of somebody who had passed away, how amazed people were that they actually were able to pick up on the people that were written down. And even Mike, my husband, was blown away. Mm-hmm. He was like, I can't believe I just did that. Like, it's like, yeah, it's really easy because it's part of us. The ability to channel things is natural.
Right. It is part of us, and we all have it. And some, you know, we all have stronger clairs, as they describe them, you know, attributes that maybe than others. Some people might see things better. Some people might hear things or feel things or whatever. But we all have that ability. And I bet a lot of us had imaginary friends like you talked about when we were children. We probably don't even remember it, but we were still open to all of that when we first came onto this world, and then we learned, to put it aside, and we've kind of forgotten it and shut the door on that, those experiences and those memories. And I think that's the piece that your channel, that Jesus talked about when you were channeling, is that, you know, we all have this in us, but we've kind of shut the door on it and we've forgotten it. And that's what's going on right now. We're all learning to remember.
Yes. And it's so simple. It's so simple. All you got to do is do it. And, you know, my book, here it goes, The Echoing, Wake Up Your Intuition, that's what it's about. It's just little exercises that you do to open things up. And it's that it's really easy. And the book easily came out. So naturally, if something that easily comes out in writing is a way of teaching, to me, teaching is in the moment. If it's so pre-planned, you get muck, right, Donna?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to pre-plan it. It's mm-hmm. The best teaching are the channel teachings. So, and you are like what I love is you're a teacher, but you also honor teachers. And I know when you came here, it was exciting for me just to be able to honor you back because you're just such a giving, loving person. And I love the way you think in oneness because I don't worry. Like here in Toledo, there's this big psychic fair they're doing. And it's funny because the lady who runs it is like, I really want you to do it. But for some reason, I'm getting all these people that are in fear and they don't want you to do it. And I asked them why, and they're like, well, then we're not going to have readings. And I went, That's the if they're psychic, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Because I'm the type of person that shares. So there's the fear, you know?
Yeah, I think it's people are afraid of having that ability themselves. And I have to say, you know, when I started down this path and everything too, it's very fearful and to think that you can do this yourself and you have this connection, because what comes with it also is a sense of responsibility then. Now you're not relying on somebody else to give you direction or whatever. You are relying on yourself, and it's scary. And, you know, the Marianne Williamson quote that, you know, we're not afraid of being powerful or being not good enough or whatever. We're afraid of being too good. We're afraid of our power. And
that's funny. That's
scary.
That makes sense. Yeah. And where what book is that from? Or did she write it in a book? Or
it's in one of her books. I think it's the book about love or grace. I can't remember. But the quote is out there, and I should know this quote by heart, but I don't. But it's our power that scares us the most, of being too powerful in that. And so we really are good at sabotaging ourselves so that we aren't powerful. That's what...
You know why you're good at that? Because you're good at forgetting things now. It's because you're not afraid of that.
Yeah.
You've shifted because you've really stepped into your abilities, and it's so neat because you have helped so many souls that you weren't even recognizing your own grace and your own gifts.
Yeah, well, it's just a journey. You know, we're all on a journey. And I know we're going to have to wrap up fairly soon. But and Kimmy, I know you have several events and things going on. So if you would share with everybody all that you have in the works.
Yes, I actually have a six-week mentoring journey class going on. It starts tonight. We're going to actually be making medicine bundles. So we're going to be doing some medicine, and this is medicine that comes from a very wise woman who is a medicine woman. She has prepared all the herbs for me. I've got feathers. I have every element here, and we'll be using those and making bags for different intentions. And then next week, I've got mediumship, all kinds of classes, because I've had people say, can you just teach them in little increments? Because one big increment, it's like I get so much information, but I'm exhausted. I just want it to be like in little. So I've set up 6 weeks. You can either take it in the morning, which is on Tuesday morning, or in the evening, which is Monday night. So that starts tonight, and you can take them individually, or you can take them a la carte and all at once.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yes, and then I have a hypnosis certification class, because hypnosis is the way that I learn to teach intuition. And it's the best to me, and Edgar Casey also was very connected to hypnosis. So if you're looking for a tool, I say it's not all about losing weight in that, but hypnosis is one of the best tools to connect with your intuition.
Wow.
So, and that's in October. And what about you, Donna?
Well, we've got a couple events coming up. I'm really excited about that. First of all, I want to let everybody know that the new issue of Bella Spark magazine is out. You can read it online, or you can pick it up if you're in Colorado at a lot of locations, or you can subscribe to it. We'd love to mail you one. And we have an interview. The featured interview this issue is with Panache Desai. And Kimmy, you know, we interviewed him on the radio show, and he is just the most beautiful man and just a delight to talk to. And I saw him live at a Hay House event last year. Just an incredible, beautiful soul with an amazing message. And Panache is coming to Fort Collins in October. We're doing a Friday night intro talk, so you can come and find out more about him if you're not, you know, familiar with him. And then Saturday we're doing a full-day workshop on discovering your soul signature. So I'm really looking forward to that, to have him here. And then in November I have my favorite psychic medium, John Holland, coming. He's going to be doing evening readings and that in Fort Collins on November 6th. And then we'll be in Denver on Saturday, November 8th. And then in February, we have Dr. Sue Mortar. We're going to be talking about the truth about manifesting. She's another amazing, amazing speaker in that. So fun people coming up, and wonderful energy that we're bringing to Fort Collins. So I'm always excited. In that. So you can find out more information at bellaspark.com.
I have to say, just go over to bellaspark.com. You can also go to kimmyrose.com. And Donna, a lot of people who I talk to are over in Colorado Springs, and they get real excited when they find out that you're doing, you know, different events. So Magic FM over in Colorado Springs, make sure you connect with them, because they're wanting to know more about what you're doing. And it's funny, because I have Panache Desai. I have his book right in front of me in my hand. As we wrap up, I just want to say, this was one of the things I wanted to read from his book. It says, he says that we all have the opportunity to become aware and alive to our own motivations, our own unconscious choices. When this happens, we begin to choose differently, more courageously, more lovingly, from a place of freedom. And that's in the chapter that is patterns. And I'm not a person to read books. I will say that. I don't read books very well. Do I, Donna? I listen to them. This book goes everywhere with me. He is an amazing teacher. And I would tell you, if you get a chance to meet him in person, you're crazy if you don't.
Yeah.
Because he's just, I can't imagine in person what he would be like, for the reason just talking to him on the show just blew me away. It just shifted me so quickly.
And my editor, he's the featured interview in the magazine, this issue, and my editor actually absolutely fell in love with him too. And so the opportunity to spend a whole day, you know, it's going to be a fairly small, intimate group, not super small, I hope, but it's, you know, to spend a whole day with him and to absorb his energy and for him to share his wisdom is going to be an amazing day. So I invite everybody to check that out. It's going to be wonderful. Yeah. And I have to tell you,
we post that on my site, because I have people here that have asked that thought he was coming when you were here. Isn't that funny? And I'm like, wow, because he's very popular and well-known in this area, which is a big deal in this area.
Yeah, well, they can come to Colorado, because It's a nice weekend, you know, and it'll be late October. It'll be beautiful here. So come to Colorado for the weekend and come see Panache Desai. And I wanted to tell you, I read a book over the weekend, The Giver, and I went to the movie last night.
I read that book.
Beautiful, beautiful movie. I'm still processing it and trying to really understand it. I'm really trying to understand it, and I know there's a message in there for me and a message for all of us. And that's so if you get a chance to see the movie The Giver, and it's nice if you read the book first, because I think the movie really expands on the book.
You know, Donna, you're just giving me goosebumps because that's the first book my ex-husband gave me, and both of my girls have both read the book. And the book is junior high school. That's a recommended book in our junior high school here. And I didn't know now it was a movie, so now I'm really excited because that was the first book he ever gave me. I gave him Manifest Your Destiny, and he gave me the book The Giver. So I'm going to have to go see that movie.
Yeah,
I did read the book.
The movie expands on the book. I actually was, you know, felt like the book could have been a little deeper, and I was a little disappointed, you know, in that the way it wrapped up, and I felt like there could have been more. I wanted more, and I felt like the movie provided some of that more. So, go see the movie.
Is this the book, The Giver, because this is the book that's been around for eons, right?
Yeah.
Or did somebody okay, I'm just making sure.
Yeah, I know it's in all schools. Junior high age, your grades, upper grade school, that's the book. I know a lot of kids have read it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a wonderful, it is a wonderful book. And it's also, I'm excited. If you say the movie's better, because usually the book is better than the movie. So that means, that's exciting to know that somebody actually picked it up. Who actually directed the movie?
I'm
curious.
Jeff Bridges stars. He is the giver in the movie. And he's the one he's been sitting on this wanting to produce it for years. And he's the one who actually, I don't know if he directed it or not, but he's the one who made it happen. And Jeff Bridges is one of my favorite actors. Yeah. So.
Yes, and he openly is honest, has been honest about his challenges and his journey. So I'm not surprised that it's him that has put that out there. So, well, Donna, I'm like, wow, okay, here we go. I'm going to just say this to everybody. We will be back on the airwaves, and it will be, I see, and a time where the least fallen, and we are giving great thanks to many things. And we want to hear from you. So if you want us to, you've got some ideas for us, please keep in touch with us. We're not gone away. We are journeying with faith. We've decided to let things go in a way of faith, and we are not breaking up. There's no breakups for me and for Donna and I, right? Donna, we're kindred souls and sisters. And with that, I just want to just say namaste to everyone. And Donna, I know I will be seeing you this year because I've been feeling that it's I've got to come out your way. So I will. I keep getting messages about tickets to Denver. It's funny. I'll go in my email. I don't always check all my email, but usually it's in the third or the fourth message. It's about rates, fares on sale to Denver. And I just laugh. I'm like, okay, if that's not, giving me a message, I don't know what is.
Yeah, I hope you can come out here. We need to get together. And it is wonderful to share with all of you who are listening. And thank you for being with us. And bless you. And enjoy this wonderful, wonderful time because it is magical. And look for the magic. Look for the joy. Stay in joy and just be happy. Bless you.
And, shake a little, wiggle a little, and have fun. That's the most important thing. And Donna, bless you. I love you. And I will talk to you soon. Thank you, BBS Radio, for giving us a wonderful opportunity to share with others. And we will talk to everyone soon.
Interviews with Kimmy Rose and Donna Visaki can be heard here every Monday on the PBS Radio Network at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on Station 1. Visit Kimmy on her website at kimmyrose.com and Donna on her website at bellaspark.com. Thank you for joining us today.